And let's go back to Des and Rio.
Yeah, well, here, the Olympics, of course, the culmination of years of hard work and dedication by the athletes. But spare a thought, too, for their families. They've made sacrifices to help their sons or daughters get to the biggest sporting stage of them all. And on Saturday, I caught up with a lovely family from Castlebar in County Mayo. They're typical of what I'm talking about. Years of nurturing their son's love of swimming, encouraging him along the way. And they were rewarded when Nicholas Quinn became the first swimmer from Mayo to represent Ireland at the Olympics. Now, it can't have been easy to bring the family to Rio either, but for John and Mary Quinn, it was all worthwhile when I met them outside the Aquatic Centre as they greeted Nicholas after his race. It was a very special occasion for Mary.
Yes, it is. It's a definite one-off. Okay, well, maybe not one-off. Maybe we'll come again. I don't know. But it's a wonderful occasion. Yeah. I think today was a really good start for him. He's got a feel of the pool. I think he should be good.
Yeah, he seems pleased with it. I know you haven't had a chance to speak to him. You gave him a quick hug afterwards.
No, I just sent him a message. And I, as always, I said, well, it was a great swim anyway. I think to go in there and hold your own in itself is a huge achievement, and he's up against the top in the world, and we have to remember it.
And John, you're used to, I suppose, big events, but the Olympics is a level above again, isn't it?
Well, it's absolutely a lifetime opportunity for us, Des. Yeah, we're absolutely delighted for him. I'm thrilled. He's a guy that really has applied himself, and so we're just really delighted for him that he's here. But all the years of effort and the hard work he's put in has paid off.
I was going to ask you about that. Tell us about when he started and the years of effort.
Well, years of effort, yeah. He's a very, very dedicated guy. I mean, you talk to any of his coaches, to Marion English in Castlebar, he really, really applies himself. But there's one part of Nicholas is amazing, that he's got an element of steel in him and a determination that you don't come across in many young people. He swam in a competition, I think when he was 14 or 15, with an appendix in Limerick. He swam the heats in a breaststroke competition on a Saturday morning, and having not felt well the previous day on the Friday. And then on the way home after the morning swim, we rushed him to hospital, and he spent 9 days in hospital with an acute appendicitis. And I said, how did you swim? How are you feeling? He said, I was in pain. He said, but once I got up in the blocks to swim, I could block it out. So that's a measure of the guy, of his determination and his level of focus that he brings to bear on what he tries to do. So I think that says a lot.
The first, how many Mayo swimmers have there been in the Olympics?
I think this is the first. I think he's the first. I think
you must be proud of that.
I'm not a historian on Olympics, but I think he's the first.
Yeah, you must be proud of that though, Mary.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, all I can say is just he deserves it, because I mean, he's only a young fellow and he had many temptations along the way. But he stuck to his guns the whole way. I'd go to visit him in the last year or 2 years, and I'd say, oh, come on, Nick, we can take a morning off and have a breakfast and all of that. And he said, no, ma'am, if I give in once, that's it, I break it. And he said, no, I'm on the case here, and that's it. Yeah.
And are you going to get a chance to enjoy the broader Olympics, even though Nicholas is so involved?
Yeah, no, I'm so excited to see Rio.
We're going to cheer on the Irish hockey team tomorrow.
Oh, great.
We managed to get tickets for that, so we're going to try and fit that in. And obviously our next focus then is Tuesday for the 200. But the tickets for the swimming are very, very hard to come by. So we're really lucky to have tickets for the swimming. And we're delighted with that. So we'll try and get in a few other events. It was Rugby Sevens on Wednesday. We've got some tickets for those. So yeah, we'll try and take in the experience as much as we can.
And did you hear Mayo won?
We did, yeah. The story goes on. We live to fight another day. And you never know. It could be the year.
It was actually really good, because Mayo played just before his competition. Right, yeah. So at least the people were all together in the pub cheering on for both Mayo and
Right. Well, good luck on Tuesday.
Yeah, and say hello to all the gang in Rocky Moran's bar in Castlebar, and all the guys with John Fox in Nicky's pub in Waterford. Okay.
It sounds to me, if Nicholas hung around with you, he wouldn't be in the Olympics.
No, I'm afraid not, though.
Well, you're not long out of the pool, Nicholas. You've just met your family. There's a lot has gone on. It's an emotional kind of day, I'd say, is it?
Yeah, it is. Definitely. First Olympics, and coming out and meeting the family, it's a bit emotional afterwards. But no, it's brilliant. It's like, this is the Olympic Games. It's where you want to be competing at. It's the pinnacle of swimming, and most sports, it's the pinnacle. It's where you want to be competing. So the 100 went okay today. Probably would have liked to have got a PB, but there's a lot of positives to take from it, to take into my 200, which is the main focus on Tuesday.
And the first Mayo man to be swimming at an Olympics adds to the...
It's nice. it's good. It's amazing. Like coming from Casabrera, I was given every resource that I needed to make it to this level. I never wanted for anything in Casabrera, and I think great credit has to go to the club and the facilities in Casabrera that allowed me to put me on a platform that allowed me to then move, go to Edinburgh and move my swimming forward and qualify for Olympics and competing on the biggest stage.
And I presume, Nicholas, a lot of your friends were playing Gaelic football while you were going swimming.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I played Gaelic. I played hurling as well. But swimming was always first for me. It was always first. I still follow all the other sports, but swimming was first.
What are you studying in Edinburgh?
I'm studying psychology. So I have to go back and finish off my last year in psychology in Edinburgh.
You learn a lot from the Olympics on psychology, won't you?
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. The Olympics is... no one comes to the Olympics and hasn't done the work. Everyone is at the highest level here, and that's when the mental side comes into it even more. You have to be quite strong mentally, not even just at competition day, but day in, day out. Because you have good days, you have bad days, but you have to take them all and learn from all the experiences and let them help you to drive on to bigger and better things.
That's Nicholas Quinn, who swims again on Tuesday.